Crows took on West Coast in a very emotional encounter. Their star defender, a member of the leadership group, Daniel Talia, joins us. Daniel, we appreciate your time.
Thanks for having me, Bix.
Dan, can you explain how draining the weekend's game was? Because when that siren blew to finish the game, every player to a man just slumped to their knees. You look absolutely spent.
Yeah, it was a pretty surreal experience, actually, playing on the weekend. I don't think people realise how much emotion and trauma we actually went through during the week. So getting up to play was a big ask mentally, and flying over Perth physically doesn't help as well. So I think at the end of the game you saw that, just because the guys had given everything they had, and yeah, as you said, by the end of the game, we were just a bit spent.
Was it difficult to keep your emotions in check? I spoke to one of the players after the game, and they said when you ran out onto the ground for the first time onto the arena, you got a standing ovation from the West Coast crowd, and he said he had tears streaming down his face before a ball was even bounced. Was that like that for many players?
I think a few players definitely hadn't experienced anything like that, and I think it was just really touching and a great effort by the West Coast crowd. I think the way they handled themselves on the weekend was a credit to them. And to clap us on and off the field was something I'll never forget. And it was a really special game to be a part of. But, going into the game, there was a lot of emotion. Obviously, just to be back out on the field a week later was a pretty tough ask. But it's probably the one place you did want to be to get away from things. And at times during the game, your mind, I suppose, did wander a little bit. But because we were in the game for a lot of it, up till halfway through that last quarter, that definitely helped. Your mind was still on the job and you were able to still focus. So it was tough, but I think as the weeks go on, it'll definitely get better.
You're all individuals and everyone behaves differently. Just in hindsight, then it was definitely the right thing to play. Everyone was ready, Tails.
Yeah, well, the club spoke to us during the week and they reassured us that if no one was ready to play, or if you as an individual weren't ready to play, then you didn't have an obligation to do so. So I think everyone that went over there was ready to play and wanted to get back out in the field and play the game they love. So, that was a decision that every individual made. And I think after the game, a lot of those emotions were just because we'd actually gone out there and done it and felt better about it. So, it was great to be out there on the weekend.
Does it help you to talk about it, Tails? Because some it doesn't, does it?
Yeah, well, I suppose, naturally everyone goes through a grieving process differently. And, the first week I wasn't really saying much, but, talking to mates and family has definitely helped. And we've had the best people around us. Emma Barr, our welfare manager, has been fantastic, and Nobes and Chappie, and the way they handle themselves, Andrew Fagan as well, has been unbelievable. So we've had the support around us, the doctors and the psychologists and all the rest. So everyone's going through the grieving process differently, but some guys are talking, some guys aren't.
Hey, it was a memorable day for all the wrong reasons, of course, in for so many different moments throughout the game and prior to the game and after the game. Do you have one endearing memory that you take out of the game?
Yeah, I think just standing in the circle and linking arms with an opposition club is something that I'm not sure if it's been done before, but it was something truly special. And it was a tough game, but afterwards we all come together and we were there for that one purpose, to obviously pay our respects to Phil Walsh. So that's something that I'll never forget as a player. It was a really special minute for me.
You're back to a normal week this week. What about your review? Did you have a comprehensive one today, Tails?
Yeah, well, we reviewed the game. Obviously, as hard as it is to say, we've got things have got to go on normally. And no disrespect to Phil, it's just the way the industry is. We've got to look forward to playing this week in the showdown, and we've still got to review our performances, and that's part and parcel of it. So, we went through a few things, and I think the coaches did understand that at times guys mightn't have been concentrating probably as much as they would have the week before, just due to what's happened. So, we took that into account a bit, but we did review the game, and we still need to work on the areas we've been talking about, our skills and, our moving the ball from the back line and all that stuff. So We went through that today, yeah.
Well, I'm telling you, and you know him far better than me, that Phil would want you to move on and have those man conversations, Tails, and I'm sure you will. So what were the key areas that you think let the team down?
I think on the weekend, you know, it was just that patch in the second quarter where we probably let them get that run on, and they kicked five or six consecutively. And when you're against a good team like West Coast, that hurts you. So we had a patch like that in the start of the fourth and start of the second that really hurt us. So that was the main area, just about what we could have done in those times. And we didn't actually get our hands on the ball a lot. So that was probably the main thing we went through.
Yeah, and just some of the ball use again, I think you had 13 goals, 8 behind, scored from turnover, which is your worst result for the game. It was in that second quarter. A couple of times you tried to come back through the middle and just weren't able to execute, and they went down and scored. One of the things that you will take out of it, though, Tails, at the start of the game, West Coast kicked the first three, and everyone, I think, was on the edge of their seat thinking this isn't going right. But then that next period, the second half of the first quarter where you kicked 6 goals and you look really exciting. You got in behind the West Coast defence. You must be wrapped that shows that the style of play you want to play, when it comes together, it's good enough even against really good defensive sides.
Yeah, exactly right. We wanted to go out there and be brave with our ball movement and then really take the game on. And I think after we did settle and the emotion settled down after those first 2 minutes, we were able to take the game on a lot and probably, you know, break a line. And a lot of sides haven't been able to do that against the Eagles. So that was really exciting. And when we took the ball forward and took some risks and actually executed, we were able to score. So, you know, they're the things that we've got to keep working on, because if we can do them consistently, you saw on the weekend how dangerous of a side we can be.
One guy who had an enormous influence for the West Coast Eagles was Nick Natanui. His work in the centre square was absolutely outstanding. He gave him such a leg up. Have you seen a bloke as dominant and give a team as much of a head start as that before? He was very, very good.
Yeah, he played a pretty special game in the end, didn't he? And, you know, his ability to jump over a player and then put the ball down their midfielder's throats. I know the guys talked about it today, our mids. Yeah, they found it really hard to read, and then he's able to, you know, leave it till really late to know where he's going to tap the ball. So it's almost impossible for opposition midfielders and ruckmen to read. So, yeah, he's a pretty special player and really played a good game on the weekend.
Positives are always good to lean on, Tails. Riley Knight was certainly one, wasn't he?
Oh, yeah, he was fantastic. That's why he was brought into the side. His ability to run and play with speed, and I think you got glimpses of that on the weekend. He really, on the open ground on Subi, really ran hard, and his tackling pressure as well is something that we really like. You know, for a small guy, he really tackles well. So he's going to be a good player for us for a long time to come. And I know he showed glimpses of what he can do on the weekend.
Interested to get your thoughts on West Coast. Only seen him a couple of times. And at the start of the year, we didn't really, or not a lot of people really rated them that highly. But seeing him at close hand, they had that advantage in the middle we talked about with Nat Nui. They've got Kennedy and Darling up front. Their back line is very organised. They're a serious contender.
Yeah, they are. They're definitely, well, they've won 11 games out of 14. Mm. So obviously they're right up there in the top four, and they deserve to be at the moment. So it's going to be interesting to see how they go over the next month. I know they're coming up against some quality teams. So as you said, they've got Kennedy and Darling up forward who can light a game up. Their midfields, you know, they've got quality players in there, Prius, Gaff, Shuey, the like, and then Nat Nui in the ruck. So, and their back line standing up really well in the absence of obviously Brown and McKenzie. So, yeah, they're a real contender, and it'll be really interesting to see how they go against the sides around them up the top of the ladder the next month.
Showdown 39, Port Adelaide, Sunday afternoon. It'll be another emotional game. When will the team's collective thoughts focus on that, Tails? Because you're going to have to, because that's going to be an absolute cracker.
Yeah, as I said earlier on, you know, this week for us now is about moving forward, and obviously there's going to be some exceptions to that at times. Yeah, probably later in the week we're going to go to Phil's Memorial, and then we'll deal with that when it comes. But, yeah, we're all about focusing this week on the job at hand. And I know one thing that probably our coaching staff and Phil would have wanted is to get the job done. So that's what we're focusing on this week, really going out there to play a great game and compete and get the 4 points in the showdown. And there's probably no better game to do it. So we'll keep things as normal as possible, train really hard this week. Yeah, and obviously tinker a few things, but we're really looking forward to the game.
Well, Daniel, thanks so much for having a chat with us. We appreciate your time. Look, you played really well on the weekend. There was an avalanche of inside 50, 73 they had, and you're able to keep the leader of the Coleman medal to 2 goals. So congratulations on your game, and good luck for this week.
Thanks, Rory. Thanks, Bix. Thanks for having me.
Fantastic. Great leader there, Daniel Taylor. Every little moment, time, it'll get better. Bix, no one wants to hear that right now, least of all Phil's family, and our thoughts will forever be with them. And I think it's appropriate we say that because we're talking footy, and I feel bad that we do. The boys do as well, but, you know, there's a real respect there, Bix, and Daniel Taylor certainly had it.
Yeah, look, and I asked Daniel about the endearing memory for him. For me, from the game, just the response of the crowd after the game, I've never seen anything like it. And I sent a tweet out just to everyone saying thank you for all the West Coast supporters and their players, because it was the most respectful thing I've ever seen in footy, I reckon. It was absolutely magnificent. And
it
then,
was organic, it was natural, it grew, it wasn't forced. No. They just stood as one and politely clapped. It was beautiful.
And the other thing that was really good, I know that there were so many of the players' families and the staff all went across there. I know they all got back together at the hotel and just were able to, I guess, have a drink and spend time together. I think that was really important for the players as well, to have all their families and their people that are close to them around them. So it was well done to West Coast in particular, but also the Adelaide Football Club, the way they handled that weekend.
And a special man, Daniel Taylor.